In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this passage that we just read from the Gospel of John, I completely identify with that crowd. Here is this group of people who were just fed by Jesus, who stuck around. They weren't the group that ate and then went on home. They stuck around. They wanted to stay with Jesus. They wanted to see, perhaps, what is he going to do next? What's happening? What's going on? They were probably the people that Jesus was concerned about in last week's gospel that wanted to make him king. And why not, right? Who wouldn't want to make this man their king? They had just been following him prior to the feeding, watching him heal people who were sick, and then fed 5,000 plus people, because we always hear there were 5,000 men plus of women and children. So who knows really how many people were there, but fed a bunch of people, and not just fed them a little bit, like, here's a little snack, Gail, just to get you by until you can get home. Here's a little something, Otis, just so you don't faint along the way while you're going somewhere to get something else to eat. Fed them until they were satisfied, as much as they wanted. Some of those people had probably not eaten that much in their lifetime. Some of those poor people probably had not had that much to eat in a long time. So here was this man who was able to heal people from being sick and feed you as much as you wanted. Who wouldn't want that man to be their king? Who wouldn't want him to do that for everyone, always? Of course. So they go off looking for him again. He's not here anymore. Where did he go? Let's go find him. Let's go get him. And Jesus realizes that they are missing out on what all these signs mean. Because in John's gospel, we hear that word over and over again, right? Signs. We hear about the signs. The first sign he did in Cana at the wedding. The second sign. The signs pointing to who Jesus is, who Jesus really is. In John's gospel, we get more clearly than in any other gospel who Jesus really is, the cosmic Christ, the Son of Man who was before all else was, the Son of God, pointing beyond this physical earth to something bigger and greater than here. And they are missing out on all of that. They're so concerned with the material, with the things of here and now. And aren't we all? Aren't the things of here and now what we're always most concerned about? Aren't we all most concerned about making sure that we have what we think we really need? The things that are going to give us security? Making sure that we have our home, our house, our food, our jobs, our investments, our money, our health? All of those things are most important. That's where our energy goes into, right? That's what we spend so much time doing and building and creating for ourselves, because it's about here and now and us. I just finished reading a book called The Maid by Stephanie Land. It's a nonfiction book about this woman who becomes a single mom, and to support her child, she cleans other people's homes out in Washington State. And she talks about how she struggles so much, working as many jobs as she can, as many hours as she can, to create a home for her daughter and literally to put food on the table in a small, tiny little studio apartment that they can't even use the bedroom, or the, not bedroom, little room off of it, because in the wintertime, the frost is on the inside of the windows. They have to block it off. And yet, how happy at times they are because it's just the two of them and they create so much joy. And she contrasts that to some of the homes that she cleans that are grand, that have everything, the big giant TVs and the big fancy cars and the fancy blenders and all of those things for people who work so much that they're hardly home to enjoy them. They're hardly around to be in their homes to create a life, to have memories and joy. The homes, she says, are often lifeless, but there's stuff there. It's beautiful. People feel secure there, I'm sure. So abruptly in our gospel today, Jesus stops and makes this shift to get people to start to realize that he is here for more than their physical needs, that he is trying to offer them something that truly is life-giving, that is going to bring them an end to that thing that we're all searching for, that I think probably came more real to us than ever before during our COVID time, right? When we were all safe and sound in our homes, but disconnected, right? The only way we really saw people on our little video screens. And that longing we had, how many times did we hear that from one another? That longing we had to connect, right? To be with people, to touch somebody else, to hug somebody else, our family, our friends, to be together in this community. That's part of what Jesus is offering, right? Community. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the perfect image of perfect community. Teaching us how we do that most perfectly, lovingly, kindly, generously, healingly, feeding one another, not just meals, in our compassion, in our love, in our grace to one another, being the face of Christ to one another. Jesus is offering so much more than food to these people. And today, in our gospel, he is begging them to hear that and see that. And this is the start of the gospel stories in John that will continue as Jesus brings that more deeply alive for them, talking about what it means for him to be the bread of life. Because those are shocking words, and he intended them to be for them and for us. How are we nourished by Jesus at this communion and by this communion? Amen.